So, a nidra with breathing. A nidra with breathing. And as Uma says, breath awareness. So, as you lie comfortably, make sure that your arms are unencumbered and unobstructed so that you can raise and lower them. And just make sure there's nothing in your way, so you're not going to knock over any bottles of water or that kind of thing. And you don't need to do anything with them yet. I'll talk to you. And I'd like you to be comfortable. And what's going to happen is you're going to focus on the breath as one of your main components in this nidra. Particularly the coherent breath, the so-called coherent breathing. And the idea with this is of slowing the breath down to alter the physiology, which in turn alters and soothes and calms the mind, body, and the whole various multi-system that makes us physically and energetically and mentally and intuitively. And one of the ways of doing this, instead of counting how long the inhale and the exhale are, is to work with a movement of the arms and a movement of awareness of the chakras. And the idea is that the breath slows down to somewhere between 4 and 7 seconds inhaling and 4 and 7 seconds exhaling, the same amount of time, in other words. And what I'm going to get you to do, if you start with your arms by your sides, with the palms facing down, is to move the arms in rhythm with the breath. So you might have done this or taught this in a yoga class. So on the inhale, the arms raise straight up and then finish the inhale with the back of the hands on the floor. And on the exhale, they return to their starting place, finishing the exhale with the palms touching the floor again, or the hands. And just continue like this at your own rhythm. Just notice what your rhythm of breath is. The movement of the arms linked to the movement of the breath, and the movement of the breath linked to the movement of the arms. And slower than everyday breathing, somewhere eventually between 4 to 7 seconds inhaling and exhaling. So one of the crucial parts of this breathing is that the inhale and the exhale are equivalent in length. And there are all sorts of gadgets and apps to count how long the breath is. And I thought about this when I was introduced to the system, finding it a little frustrating to have to buy an app. And I thought, what would the yogis have done? And then I thought, oh yes, they have the chakras in the spine. So you can be aware of the spine and let the awareness at the same time as the arms move up and down the spine with the breath. And if you're familiar with chakras, just pausing for a moment mentally at each chakra, considering the space of the heart, Anahat chakra, as the center, and perhaps 3 chakras above and 3 chakras below. And when you have this movement of awareness embodied with the movement of the arms, you can let the arms rest and continue mentally letting the arms raise and lower all by themselves, as you continue to let awareness travel up and down the spine as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And someone was asking the other day about maintaining consciousness, awareness in nidra. So here's the thing, if you want to do that, focus on your breathing. Focus on this breathing in particular. It allows you to be conscious and aware. It is also trance-inducing. So it's quite likely that when you do this, if you do this in nidra regularly, that you'll be aware of the practice and of what's being said, but you'll be in a very interesting liminal space. And your everyday understanding of what's going on will alter as well. So mentally carry on breathing up and down the spine. And if you spend a moment or so at each chakra along the way, the chances are that your breath will sync with that and come to a rhythm of somewhere between 4 to 7 seconds inhaling, somewhere between 4 to 7 seconds exhaling. So let the physical arms cease their movement. You can continue mentally moving your arms, or simply let the awareness travel along the spine with the breath. And please do this for the rest of the practice as your main focus. Everything else you can just hear in the background as you become more and more immersed in your own inner experience of the practice of yoga nidra, this breath awareness. The breath is the primary focus. The words and everything else are quite secondary or even tertiary. So as you continue doing this, you can have an aim for this practice to enjoy the experience, to be in a place of some santosha, of contentment, as much or as little as you like. You can be in the space which is guarded and protected. And if you want to have a sankalpa and you have one, you can greet it in your accustomed way. And keep breathing. Remember, breath is always there, always with you. A good indicator of where you are, of how you can think, how you can feel. You can alter all of these things by how you breathe. And when you breathe in this fashion, slowly inhaling and slowly exhaling, the physiology of the body and mind alters, slows down, soothes, calms, and allows an interface with a deeper part of the mind. Continue like this when we do our rotation, and we'll do a rotation from bottom to top. So you can be aware as you continue breathing of the soles of the feet and sensation. Just observing sensation in the soles of the feet and in the toes, the big toes and the other toes of both feet, and traveling to the heels and up the Achilles tendon and over the front of the toes, over the insteps towards the ankles and up through the shins and calves, and perhaps feeling this sensation as warm or cool or soothing in some very particular way that makes sense to you, up towards the knee joints and the backs of the knees and over the thighs, the fronts of the thighs and backs of the thighs, insides and outsides of thighs, the groins, and all of the pelvis the front of the pelvis and the lower belly, the sides, the hips, the back of the pelvis, the sacrum, and the spine, with which you are at this point on good terms, the length of the spine and the breath, and awareness traveling along that spine as you've been doing, just carrying on like that, and feeling that movement of awareness going up the back of the body, the small of back, middle, and upper back, aware of both shoulder blades, and of both sides of the torso, the right side of the waist and the left side of the waist, and the right side of ribcage and left side of ribcage, all the way up to the armpits, all the way up over the abdomen, over the navel, the ribcage, the breastbone, the chest, the collarbones, and traveling down the insides of the arms from the armpits towards the inner elbows, and from the inner elbows, the inside of the forearms to the inner part of the wrist, to the palms, and traveling up along the length of the thumb and the insides of the fingers, going over the nails and over the backs of the fingers, over the knuckles, over the backs of the hands and thumb, back of the wrist, the forearm, the outside of the elbow and the upper arm, the shoulder, the sides of the neck, the throat, going up over the back of the head and the top of the head, and the sides, the ears, the temples, the forehead, and over the face, both eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, the third eye, nose, and both cheeks, right cheek and left cheek, and along the jaws, both lips, chin, throat, and finishing at the little hollow between the collarbones, and breathing from there, the awareness traveling and being in the space of the heart, in the breastbone, and then feeling that awareness of the space of the heart all the way through to the spine, and experiencing there the sense of a golden oval shape in the spine that's very comfortable, not protruding or sticking into the spine, but part of it, full of light, like a lighthouse, and continuing to breathe up and down the spine, slowly inhaling and slowly exhaling. And as you watch this, as you observe this happening, this long, slow inhaling breath and the long, slow exhaling breath, feel aware of another column or tube surrounding the body, horizontal, open-ended, on both sides, that surrounds and encompasses and protects the body without making it feel claustrophobic in any way. And let awareness travel along this tube that surrounds the body in rhythm with the tube of awareness in the spine, and both inhaling up and exhaling down. And feel this column or tube or cylinder surrounding the body, the movement of awareness as a movement of energy, light, prana, however makes sense to your experience, and that the whole body is being suffused with this movement of awareness of that very particular form of well-being. Slowly inhaling up and exhaling down, inside in the spine and outside with the cylinder surrounding the body in its protective way. And perhaps feeling as you continue watching and observing this happening all by itself, hearing the sound of the breath, Ujjayi breathing, ocean breathing, the sound of a child breathing, soft and gentle as a sigh. Inhaling up and exhaling down. Feel how secure this place is. The dogs outside guarding, the fans whirring away, cooling, and the children keeping watch over us. Inhaling up and exhaling down. Along the spine, one chakra at a time, and the cylinder, like the spine surrounding us, or a cylinder, or a tube, column, transparent, protective, movement of awareness, exhaling down, inhaling up. And that sense of ease, completeness, well-being, a little more pronounced with each breath out. Just a little while longer. Keep on with the practice, breathing, being, spine, cylinder, safe and comfortable. Just a little while longer. Gradually begin to detach from that place, that space, towards the everyday, although bringing back to the everyday that which is comforting, that which is useful, that which is pleasing. Let the breathing come to the everyday if you wish. And when you feel ready to re-engage, re-engage in your own way, perhaps moving, perhaps breathing more deeply, in a way that feels right. That's right. When you're ready, safe and sound, come back, come back, come back.